This recording, Romania 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When I killed my cat and buried it, I didn't do it on purpose, that is. So, my neighbors had a very nice little kitten. It was something like 3 months old, and I was something like, I needed to have that kitten, and my grandparents didn't let me to just get it into the house and grow it and breed it. So, that day there was quite a storm, and I thought, why don't just bury the cat in the sand? And then I buried it and put a brick to cover the hole, and I forgot to make a hole so the cat would breathe. And afterwards I tied the cat with something, I don't know what, I can't remember, and I waited. I went inside the house. The rain stopped, came back, and found the cat dead. So I was quite angry because of that, because it was quite a nice cat. I was so silly. I forgot to leave a hole for the cat to just manage to breathe. So that was quite silly for my age. I think I should have been smarter. And that's it. A nightmare. Do you want to hear about a nightmare? A nightmare. A girl killing herself inside my house, and I managed to get. Do you want me to stop? So I managed to get to the phone, and she was full of blood, and the phone was something like a light blue, and it was full of blood also. And I was calling the emergency and saying, "Oh my God, there's a girl trying to kill herself inside my house," and I was very scared. And they said, "I'm sorry, we cannot come. We don't have any free cars, any spare cars." So I called the emergency service again. "My Lord, don't you hear? There's a girl dying inside my house." And they're saying again, "I'm sorry, we cannot do it." And the third time I called them, they're telling me, "We always know what's happening inside your house. So this is something pretty normal." And I'm saying, "What the hell? How the hell do you know what's happening inside my house? What's the matter?" And so my parents come home and they see the girl dead inside my house, and my father tells me, "Why the hell didn't you tell me to go and get her to the railway station before? Because now if we're going to take her to the railway station, they're going to see us, they're going to see the dead girl." And he said to me, like, "Bury her under the closet." And I said, "Oh my God, how the hell can I bury her under the closet?" And I was so scared and woke up like I was full of perspiration. Is this okay? It was stupid. Nice nightmare.